There are a lot of people in Subud worried that the old people are dying and not enough young people are coming in. What are, do you have the same worry about Subud?
Yeah, I do. I'd been kind of noticing it for quite a while.
For 38 years. Well,
specifically, I would say more for the last 10 or 15 years. And nobody talked about it, so I was never in a conversation about it. And then a few months ago, on the internet, this international newsletter came out. It was dedicated, the whole newsletter, to that subject. And I thought, oh, so somebody else noticed, too. I am a little concerned about it because I feel like there's something lacking, and I can't identify what it is, that prevents younger people from being pulled into it. Because I remember being pulled into it, and I was delighted at the time. And we were all the same age. We were young people in our 20s and 30s. So now I notice that the service work in Subud is getting recycled over and over to the same people as long as they stay alive. And I'm worried about, I wonder what will happen when they're not alive.
What would you say to a young person who you recognize as a spiritual seeker, mm-hmm. who says, what do you do? And then maybe you talk a little bit about Christianity, but then you also talk about Subud. What would you tell that person? Mm-hmm.
Well, I would encourage him to try Subud, but I wouldn't stop there because that's kind of an incomplete piece of advice when you just say to try. But I would tell him what the process is. What I would like to emphasize to him that you have the luxury of taking your ideas and your anxieties about your personal spiritual progress out of it and turning them over to a God who can do anything. And that's what we're doing here. And I think we have to work on surrender as long as we're alive because we have egos and you have to have an ego. But I would encourage him to give it a shot and to surrender to it and talk about the word surrender in as many angles as I could if I were trying to tell someone about it. I don't get asked about it very often.
It's kind of a scary word in this day and age, surrender.
Surrender.
Yeah, it kind of has connotations of weakness in this culture, don't you think?
Yeah. You know, I'm not on a high spiritual plane or anything, but I would have to say that I've gotten to the point where it's not a scary word. It's scarier if I couldn't surrender, if I had to depend on my own wits for every single thing. That would really be scary. And
do you remember when that stopped? When you stopped relying on your own wits for every single thing?
When I have thoughts like that, it's like I don't remember the moment. What happens is I'll be in another moment and I'll think back and I'll think, whatever happened to that dependence on my own intelligence to get through stuff that didn't work half the time? And I don't do that so much anymore. And when I do it and things start to fall apart, I catch it way quicker now, way faster. It really makes life easier. Life never gets completely easy, but I'm finding that the crises are way shorter now. That's the nice thing. You just tell them goodbye, and you say, nice try.
George Barring has a great line. He says, haven't we yet learned to choose joy over drama?
Right. Yeah.
What do you like best about the house and the community here in Seattle?
I like that it's still functioning. Right now, what I like best about it is that there are some people here who have started an enterprise with the house itself. The Subud House itself is an enterprise. And as I said, I was kind of away for a while, and not really participating, and I came back little by little, and then I got on the committee this year, and so now I'm coming to meetings and things, you know, and I'm seeing this the vitality, and I'm a little concerned because the vitality is centered in a small group of people who are very, very diligently and conscientiously work in this enterprise. And I don't know if they've gotten to the point where they wish there were more people, more hands making lighter work and all that. But I just think it's fabulous that the house, which has been maintained, thank God, is now, the house is, it's like it's a living, breathing member of the group now that's supplying sustenance for the group, the house itself. I just think that's great. I think it's great that there are people here who are surrendered enough to recognize that possibility and to recognize their part in making that happen. So even if there are just a few of them, like you and Marston.
No, you know, the interesting thing, I really should just leave the interview off at that point, because that's a really, really beautiful sentiment. And, uh-huh. But, you know, the last committee was saying, we've got to get more people involved. You know, there's a worry because Evan Padilla has been around so long and has been national chair and has done so many things that there's a great deal of confidence in him. But, you know, he's had two knee replacements and has gone through things. And, of course, his son is recovering. So to get the new committee involved was a masterstroke. And mm-hmm. that there is a new committee and new people are being involved is a really, I think, a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Really nice to hear your memories and mm-hmm. and get a sense of the early days. Do you want to play us out with a little bit?
Sure.
Some blues or something? I don't know.
Yeah. Just wanted to start that way.